Gerbiami vykdytojai, klausydamiesi šio teksto, sureguliuokite grotuvo garso lygį. Prašome įsitikinti, ar visoje egzamino patalpoje tekstas gerai girdimas. Jeigu reikia, tinkamai sureguliuokite grotuvą. Po šio teksto bus 10 sekundžių pauzė, o po jos prasidės klausimo testas. Klausimo testo pabaigoje kandidatams bus skirtos 2 minutės šio testo atsakymams perrašyti į atsakymų lapą. Linkime sėkmės!
This is the listening test. I'm going to give the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you some time to look at the questions. At the start of each part, you will hear this sound. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the listening paper. At the end of the listening test, you will have 2 minutes to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. Now, turn to part one. Part 1. You will hear people speaking in 5 different situations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. There is an example, 0. You will hear each situation twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Example 0. Hi, we need volunteers. For health and safety reasons, we can't accept anyone under 14. Minors need their parents' permission. Volunteers can work provided that they show proof of a tetanus injection. Occasionally, we need to visit sick animals in the countryside, so having a car would be a bonus. We can usually find people to work directly with the animals, alongside our competent team of highly qualified vets. But as you can tell from our answer phone message, we desperately need someone to answer the phone. 1.
Annually, over 80 billion plastic shampoo bottles are disposed of. Our alternative solid shampoo has saved 2.7 liters of water and lasts as long as 3 bottles of your normal liquid shampoo. We were drowning in your responses to our earlier request for bloggers to promote our laundry bars. We're planning to expand our range again. This time, we need guys to join our focus groups to honestly evaluate our new shaving bars so we can make them the best they can be before we hit the market. Annually, over 80 billion plastic shampoo bottles are disposed of. Our alternative solid shampoo has saved 2.7 liters of water and lasts as long as 3 bottles of your normal liquid shampoo. We were drowning in your responses to our earlier request for bloggers to promote our laundry bars. We're planning to expand our range again. This time, we need guys to join our focus groups to honestly evaluate our new shaving bars so we can make them the best they can be before we hit the market.
2.
I tried on some rather colorful trousers the other day. I chose these smart ones as the others were a bit tight around the waist. I didn't notice the length, above my ankles. Could I exchange them?
Okay, I'll give you a credit voucher to spend in store. Or come back next week if you don't see anything you like, as we'll get a big delivery. Or I can give you a cash refund if you'd prefer.
I don't trust myself not to spend it unwisely. I'll take another look around as I can't put it off. I want to be ready for my job interview later in the week. I tried on some rather colourful trousers the other day. I chose these smart ones as the others were a bit tight around the waist. I didn't notice the length, above my ankles. Could I exchange them?
Okay, I'll give you a credit voucher to spend in store. Or come back next week if you don't see anything you like, as we'll get a big delivery. Or I can give you a cash refund if you'd prefer.
I don't trust myself not to spend it unwisely. I'll take another look around as I can't put it off. I want to be ready for my job interview later in the week.
3. Guess what? I bumped into that neighbour who's bought the new golf course complex. He asked if I knew any students looking for weekend shifts. We've all got jobs already. I was far from eager, but I'd been dreaming of giving up my job in the shop. So far, the work's been really varied, and it's only 5 minutes from uni. If I keep working here all through my studies, I'll get accommodation provided and free use of the swimming pool. Generous, but risky, as I'd need to pay back the rent if I dropped out. But the key thing is that I'm convinced that studying sport and recreation management is perfect for me. Guess what? I bumped into that neighbour who's bought the new golf course complex. He asked if I knew any students looking for weekend shifts. We've all got jobs already. I was far from eager, but I'd been dreaming of giving up my job in the shop. So far, the work's been really varied, and it's only 5 minutes from uni. If I keep working here all through my studies, I'll get accommodation provided and free use of the swimming pool. Generous, but risky, as I'd need to pay back the rent if I dropped out. But the key thing is that I'm convinced that studying sport and recreation management is perfect for me. 4.
Cheap cloud syncing services have access to the files you've stored on their servers. They may be faster, but our alternative, Storage Plus, has built-in encryption, ensuring that only you can access your data. Our bonus scheme encourages you to tell your friends. Get 3 people to sign up, and we'll give you 2 gigabytes of storage. Or for 5 new accounts, a whopping 10 gigabytes. Our next update is for Android phones. We will offer 5 gigabytes of free storage for beta testers on this platform. Cheap cloud syncing services have access to the files you've stored on their servers. They may be faster, but our alternative, Storage Plus, has built-in encryption, ensuring that only you can access your data. Our bonus scheme encourages you to tell your friends. Get 3 people to sign up, and we'll give you 2 gigabytes of storage. Or for 5 new accounts, a whopping 10 gigabytes. Our next update is for Android phones. We will offer 5 gigabytes of free storage for beta testers on this platform.
5.
We were supposed to go camping. My cousin borrowed my tent, but it got ripped somehow, so I started looking for family-run bed and breakfasts. In the end, we got a good deal on a small house in the woods near a hotel complex. It turned out to be a blessing in disguise, as we'd have been miserable camping in such adverse conditions. It poured down every day, but we found loads of board games to play indoors, and we could use the hotel pool for a small fee. We were supposed to go camping. My cousin borrowed my tent, but it got ripped somehow, so I started looking for family-run bed and breakfasts. In the end, we got a good deal on a small house in the woods near a hotel complex. It turned out to be a blessing in disguise, as we'd have been miserable camping in such adverse conditions. It poured down every day, but we found loads of board games to play indoors, and we could use the hotel pool for a small fee.
That is the end of part one. Now, turn to part two. Part two. You will hear an interview with a video game designer called Nick Ferguson. For questions 11 to 14, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. There is an example, 0. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions. How did you get into the field of game design?
I've always been a bit fanatical ever since my family gave me a ZX Spectrum for Christmas. I found the book C for Dummies in a secondhand store and started creating simple games as a hobby. I went on to study computer science at college, but that's not the only route into the industry. Loads of my colleagues did boot camps or are self-taught.
Which aspects of game design do you find most challenging?
It's so rewarding to see players enjoy the experiences and graphics we've crafted. I guess the most taxing part is striking the right balance between the storytelling aspect and gameplay mechanics. It's crucial to engage players while delivering a compelling tale. Demanding players insist we get the soundtrack right, although this element can be amended afterwards with relative ease.
How can the game design sector remain innovative?
We're no longer constrained by the limited capability of computing power. Now, our imagination is the only real limit. It's said that the only way to stay unique and truly innovate is not to follow any trends. This would mean avoiding face-to-face events and ignoring conferences on market demands and innovative game features. I shy away from massive office parties. Yet the social animal in me regularly keeps a close eye on online developer forums for info on training.
Where's video game design heading?
Improved graphics. Virtual and augmented reality will continue to become more mainstream and won't require powerful hardware. The most exciting development, which is almost ready for release, is haptic feedback technology. So players can have tactile experiences through the sense of touch, vibrations, motions. It's still early days for research on brain-computer interfaces, interacting within a game just with our thoughts. I can't yet imagine the implications of integrating AI, which will shake up the market and introduce many ethical considerations.
What's your advice for young people looking to enter the gaming industry?
I started as a tester, which was enough to get my foot in the door. Now, I'm in charge of a global team. The indie game development scene is flourishing. Smaller studios create, publish, and distribute their innovative and unique games. The days of needing to work for a huge company to achieve success are long gone. Joining a community of fellow game developers is also beneficial for knowledge sharing. More importantly, build an online portfolio showcasing your programming skills and love for the craft. Persistence, patience, and adaptability are key to overcoming challenges and making a meaningful impact.
How did you get into the field of game design?
I've always been a bit fanatical ever since my family gave me a ZX Spectrum for Christmas. I found the book C for Dummies in a secondhand store and started creating simple games as a hobby. I went on to study computer science at college, but that's not the only route into the industry. Loads of my colleagues did boot camps or are self-taught.
Which aspects of game design do you find most challenging?
It's so rewarding to see players enjoy the experiences and graphics we've crafted. I guess the most taxing part is striking the right balance between the storytelling aspect and gameplay mechanics. It's crucial to engage players while delivering a compelling tale. Demanding players insist we get the soundtrack right, although this element can be amended afterwards with relative ease.
How can the game design sector remain innovative?
We're no longer constrained by the limited capability of computing power. Now, our imagination is the only real limit. It's said that the only way to stay unique and truly innovate is not to follow any trends. This would mean avoiding face-to-face events and ignoring conferences on market demands and innovative game features. I shy away from massive office parties. Yet the social animal in me regularly keeps a close eye on online developer forums for info on training.
Where's video game design heading?
Improved graphics. Virtual and augmented reality will continue to become more mainstream and won't require powerful hardware. The most exciting development, which is almost ready for release, is haptic feedback technology. So players can have tactile experiences through the sense of touch, vibrations, motions. It's still early days for research on brain-computer interfaces, interacting within a game just with our thoughts. I can't yet imagine the implications of integrating AI, which will shake up the market and introduce many ethical considerations.
What's your advice for young people looking to enter the gaming industry?
I started as a tester, which was enough to get my foot in the door. Now, I'm in charge of a global team. The indie game development scene is flourishing. smaller studios create, publish, and distribute their innovative and unique games. The days of needing to work for a huge company to achieve success are long gone. Joining a community of fellow game developers is also beneficial for knowledge sharing. More importantly, build an online portfolio showcasing your programming skills and love for the craft. Persistence, patience, and adaptability are key to overcoming challenges and making a meaningful impact.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three. Part three. You will hear some students talking about clubs, groups, or societies at their university. For questions 15 to 19, match the extracts that you hear with options A to G. There is one option that you do not need to use. There is an example zero. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task. Example zero.
We're the go-to society for improving essential transferable skills. From communication workshops to leadership development programs, we equip members with the proficiency needed for success in any field. Improve your critical thinking and teamwork abilities, ensuring you graduate as a well-rounded professional prepared for future challenges. We make occasional trips to like-minded societies across Europe.
Speaker one.
Have a thirst for knowledge? Embark on your entrepreneurial journey. Our society fosters innovation, creativity, and your business brain. Attend workshops on business planning, pitch your ideas to seasoned business angels, and collaborate on meaningful projects with diplomacy. Gain invaluable skills, connect with mentors, and prepare yourself for the dynamic world of business. Plan to launch your own venture or contribute to the ecosystem of new businesses? This society is your launchpad in your quest for excellence.
Speaker 2. Our society unites students wishing to profit from discovering off-the-beaten-track places. We embrace diverse global cultures, and our members are hungry for transformative expeditions, from volunteer gardening in remote villages to navigating bustling cityscapes. Fueled by curiosity and our itchy feet, we foster personal growth, cultural understanding of traditions and food, and a shared commitment to making a positive difference worldwide as ambassadors of wanderlust and openness. Speaker 3.
We are your passport to international collaboration. Just like learning to grow food, you need to cultivate your mindset. Through simulations, workshops on politeness and tact, and adventurous cultural exchange events, we refine your communication, negotiation, and leadership skills for political dialogue. Interact with students from diverse backgrounds and develop skills crucial for navigating the complexities of our interconnected world. Whether you aspire to start up your own business or work in international relations, for a taste of what we do, join our next monthly dinner.
Speaker 4.
Our hub promises to provide value and the recipe for success. We are where aspirational students converge. Members engage in lively discussions on sustainable market trends, portfolio strategies, and economic insights. From hosting guest speakers to organizing simulated trading competitions, the Society empowers students with financial literacy. We foster a dynamic environment for exploring the world of buying shares in ethical and eco-friendly companies, with a particular focus on whichever startup is the flavor of the month.
Speaker 5. Invest in your future. Learn to be self-sufficient. Our aim is to start up a vibrant community of green-fingered students. We swap tips on nurturing ferns and shrubs and transform our campus into lush spaces. Spice up your life through hands-on workshops on how to get the best quality mint, parsley, sage, rosemary, or thyme. Your cooking will profit from these tasty ingredients. Through our shared love for nature, the Society fosters a sustainable connection with the Culinary Club. Our produce is often the extra special ingredient in their cook-offs. Speaker 1.
Have a thirst for knowledge? Embark on your entrepreneurial journey. Our society fosters innovation, creativity, and your business brain. Attend workshops on business planning, pitch your ideas to seasoned business angels, and collaborate on meaningful projects with diplomacy. Gain invaluable skills, connect with mentors, and prepare yourself for the dynamic world of business. Plan to launch your own venture or contribute to the ecosystem of new businesses? This society is your launchpad in your quest for excellence.
Speaker 2. Our society unites students wishing to profit from discovering off-the-beaten-track places. We embrace diverse global cultures, and our members are hungry for transformative expeditions, from volunteer gardening in remote villages to navigating bustling cityscapes. Fueled by curiosity and our itchy feet, we foster personal growth, cultural understanding of traditions and food, and a shared commitment to making a positive difference worldwide as ambassadors of wanderlust and openness. Speaker 3.
We are your passport to international collaboration. Just like learning to grow food, you need to cultivate your mindset. Through simulations, workshops on politeness and tact, and adventurous cultural exchange events, we refine your communication, negotiation, and leadership skills for political dialogue. Interact with students from diverse backgrounds and develop skills crucial for navigating the complexities of our interconnected world. Whether you aspire to start up your own business or work in international relations, for a taste of what we do, join our next monthly dinner.
Speaker 4.
Our hub promises to provide value and the recipe for success. We are where aspirational students converge. Members engage in lively discussions on sustainable market trends, portfolio strategies, and economic insights. From hosting guest speakers to organizing simulated trading competitions, the Society empowers students with financial literacy. We foster a dynamic environment for exploring the world of buying shares in ethical and eco-friendly companies, with a particular focus on whichever startup is the flavor of the month.
Speaker 5. Invest in your future. Learn to be self-sufficient. Our aim is to start up a vibrant community of green-fingered students. We swap tips on nurturing ferns and shrubs and transform our campus into lush spaces. Spice up your life through hands-on workshops on how to get the best quality mint, parsley, sage, rosemary, or thyme. Your cooking will profit from these tasty ingredients. Through our shared love for nature, the Society fosters a sustainable connection with the Culinary Club. Our produce is often the extra special ingredient in their cook-offs. That is the end of part 3. Now, turn to part 4. Part 4. You will hear a talk on non-verbal communication. For questions 20 to 25, complete the text. You may write one word only. Write the word exactly as you hear it. There is an example 0. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to read the text.
Body language is a silent orchestra, as people constantly give clues to what they're thinking and feeling. Nonverbal messages, body movements, facial expressions, vocal tone and volume are collectively known as body language. Nonverbal communication is a twofold concept. Part of the equation is how others perceive you, and the other component is how you understand them. It is not an exact science, since there's plenty of ambiguity in how you might interpret someone's signal versus how another person might. In the same way, on a chat channel, using a clear photo of your face with an open expression instead of an empty avatar picture may feel like a small gesture, but can help build affinity, even with colleagues you haven't met in person. Seeing a picture can make you feel the person is more trustworthy. A well-timed emoji or GIF in a group chat can also have a powerful impact on others and help to foster a friendly atmosphere. Good nonverbal communication means being willing to share something of yourself and paying attention to others, much as you might in real life. Developing these skills in the digital world can reap long-term rewards for teams and individuals. Society is now moving more online and away from face-to-face communication, but the need to be able to understand each other won't go away. Body language is a silent orchestra, as people constantly give clues to what they're thinking and feeling. Nonverbal messages, body movements, facial expressions, vocal tone and volume are collectively known as body language. Nonverbal communication is a twofold concept. Part of the equation is how others perceive you, and the other component is how you understand them. It is not an exact science, since there's plenty of ambiguity in how you might interpret someone's signal versus how another person might. In the same way, on a chat channel, using a clear photo of your face with an open expression instead of an empty avatar picture may feel like a small gesture, but can help build affinity, even with colleagues you haven't met in person. Seeing a picture can make you feel the person is more trustworthy. A well-timed emoji or GIF in a group chat can also have a powerful impact on others and help to foster a friendly atmosphere. Good nonverbal communication means being willing to share something of yourself and paying attention to others, much as you might in real life. Developing these skills in the digital world can reap long-term rewards for teams and individuals. Society is now moving more online and away from face-to-face communication, but the need to be able to understand each other won't go away.
That is the end of part 4 and the end of the listening test. You now have 2 minutes to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.
Dabar jūs turite 2 minutes klausimo testo atsakymams perrašyti į atsakymų lapą. Klausimo testo pabaiga.